Dwight Eisenhower played a lot of golf. John Kennedy played touch football and Richard Nixon bowled. But has any U.S. president ever been as closely associated with a sport as President Obama has been with basketball? Alexander Wolf, what do you think?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, Gerald Ford played a little football, but not while he was in office.
Alexander Wolf is the author of The Audacity of Hoop, in which he explores President Obama's game and its implications. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks so much, Bill.
As a high school player on a very good team in Hawaii, Barack Obama was a reserve. Did the coach fail to recognize his potential, or was he just not all that good?
Well, I think even Barack Obama himself, with later years, recognized that he wasn't that good. He was a one-dimensional player. He'd been self-taught on the playgrounds of Honolulu. And I think Obama, by the time he hit his 30s and 40s, realized that the coach didn't have it in for him, that he was simply a self-taught player who hadn't quite rounded out his game.
That's kind of a long time to take to realize that, his 30s and 40s.
Well, but that helped fuel his continuing to play the game, that sort of unfinished business part of it all. Here he goes off to Occidental College, realizes he's not going to actually play on the team, but is a noonball regular, then plays at Harvard Law School, then plays with all these people who became social friends and eventually professional contacts in Chicago, like Arne Duncan, who became his Secretary of Education.
There are a lot of stories in your book about President Obama playing basketball, coaching basketball, all sorts of things. Do you have a favorite among them?
Well, one of my favorite things about him is the rarity with which you'll see him playing in shorts. We all think of basketball players wearing gym shorts. It just seems natural. I could find only one image from a vacation in Martha's Vineyard some August where he's wearing shorts. It must have been a 90-degree day. And every other time he's in sweatpants. And I've come to conclude that he's self-conscious about his skinny legs. And it reminds me of a comment he made in his memoir, Dreams from My Father, where he talked about how on the basketball court, he learned from older African-American men the importance of not revealing your vulnerabilities. That's the first thing you did not do on the basketball court. And I wondered if that was part of it, that he simply won't show off those skinny legs because he doesn't want to seem weak. That struck me as an interesting insight, and the fact that Obama himself mentions it in his memoir, I think, gives it a real heft.
Have you actually taken the court with the president?
I have not played with the president. It's a very elite circle that gets to play with him. Widened somewhat during those famous election day runs in Chicago. That first year they did it in 08, there were enough people there for four teams. They scaled it back a little in 2012 to two teams. And then when he got to Washington in 09, it was mostly a very high-level group. Arne Duncan, Reggie Love, his personal aide, people with real experience at a high level. But he was competitive. All those guys in those games were competitive. They were playing for bragging rights. Once the campaign was over, Obama always wanted to play with the older players, which included Duncan, who seemed to be the ringer. If you had Arne Duncan on your team, you would always win. And that stuck in Reggie Love's craw, and perhaps that's the reason he left after the first term.
Barack Obama, the basketball player, morphed into Barack Obama, the golfer, during his administration. This alarmed some of his advisors. Why?
Well, I don't know that his advisors, so much as the true believer supporters in the public, were alarmed, because it seemed like he drifted away from the original guy. Remember when he started to play ball on the campaign trail, he scrimmaged with the North Carolina Tar Heels, for instance. There was a lot of recognition that that was the equivalent of Bill Clinton playing the sax on Arsenio Hall. It was kind of this generational thing. He's one of us. And here he was just becoming another president who plays golf. And I think part of that was a little bit of elbow twisting from his wife, and also the realization that he didn't want to do a State of the Union on crutches.
Why do you suppose the editors of The Economist felt that golf would make Barack Obama a better president, whereas basketball wasn't doing the job?
Well, their editorial argued that golf requires composition of the mind, where you can make these rational and removed judgments, which I guess we all like to think presidents do. I think sport, it's a place to clear your mind and allow you to come to other things refreshed. And many of your listeners, I'm sure, know that at the end of a round of golf, you do not feel refreshed. You feel frustrated and at the end of your rope.
Do you have any tips for any of our listeners who might find themselves guarding Barack Obama on the court when his presidency is over?
Don't go for that brief little right jab step, because it always sets up a move to the left. Take away his left hand, force him to the right, and don't get unsettled by his trash talk. He does like to run his mouth a little bit. And the First Lady attributes this to the unlikeliest source. His mother apparently was a trash talker during family games of Scrabble. Mm. It's always with a little bit of a smile, the trash talk. It's never mean-spirited by all accounts. But yeah, those would be my two things. Keep your head when he opens his mouth and force him to his right. But the game's been right by his side throughout, and I would be truly surprised if it isn't going on through his 50s and 60s.
Any chance that Obama's just waiting for Adam Silver to step down so he can become the next NBA commissioner?
And if he did that, Adam Silver and Barack Obama are almost indistinguishable. They both have law degrees. They both studied in Chicago. They both worked on the South Side doing philanthropic work. They're both kind of literary and wonkish, and I believe they're both left-handed. So who knows? I've never seen both of them in the same room. They may be the very same person.
Sports Illustrated senior writer Alexander Wolf is the author of The Audacity of Hoop, Basketball, and the Age of Obama. Alex, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure. Take care.